Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Very, very excited to have Tali in the studio. How's it going?
Kia ora. Very good, thank you. Nice to be here.
You've made it through the first part of summer.
If by that you mean...
New Year's?
Yeah.
You've just come off a massive run of dates. It seems like you've played every single New Year's festival just about. Hidden Valley, Rhythm and Vines, The Other Side, Northern Base, Resolution, and two Bay Dreams dates.
Yeah, and I did two shows at Rhythm and Vines and two shows at Northern Base. So I did 9 shows in 7 days.
Exhausting?
Yep, pretty exhausting, but I'm quite seasoned at it now. Been doing it for many, many years, both here in New Zealand and abroad. So it is tiring. Obviously, I'm getting older, so it's harder, but I'm also much more sensible in terms of my sleep and how much I party. For example, everyone in Tauranga at Bay Dreams, a lot of the acts flew straight down to Nelson, whereas I chose to come home so I could have a night at home with my husband, sleep in my own bed, have a nice meal, just relax. And I think being able to do those sort of things really makes a difference.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Playing so many nights like that in a row over summer, is there some sort of routine you follow apart from like having the necessary rest to get yourself like amped for each night? How do you like build a fire every night, night after night, to like get in the zone?
I think I like to go out and peek at the act that's playing before me and have a look at the crowd and kind of just stand on the side and just sort of assess what's going on. And when I see kind of the crowd getting amped, it just naturally amps me up as well. If I'm performing with like, say, the Upbeats, for example, we're just like, right, you ready to go? Right, team, let's do it. You know, lots of clapping of hands and high-fiving and, you know, a last-minute sip of wine or whatever is going, you know.
You actually did quite a few dates with the Upbeats.
Yeah.
And how did those go?
They're really good. We were just talking about it this morning, how when I first started getting requested by the Upbeats to play, obviously I was like really humbled and honoured to be asked to be their MC, but I was also like a bit perplexed because I sort of naturally fit more into the mould as a liquid drum and bass MC with lots of singing, and there's lots of space and you can be really creative and imaginative with what you MC about. So with the Upbeats, I was like, oh God, I'm not, you know, where am I going to find that space? So it's completely different, but in some ways it's actually, it's easier because you just go on and it's just like hype, 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 fire, 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 spit loads of lyrics, scream at the crowd and jump around.
Does it become more like a rap MC type kind of situation with the Upbeats?
Yeah, there's less singing, definitely. But the Upbeats have said that since they've started working with me, they've changed up a lot of the ways that they perform as well. So they bring lots of deeper tunes in and give me more space to allow me to have a little sing. Because Jeremy's always like, oh, we want to do that little bit there so you can show off your voice, which is really nice. So I think in a way we've kind of... we've really rubbed off on each other in a good way. You know, them working with someone like me and me with them.
Nice. Now, I've asked you, I think the brief was to just select some songs that you vibe out on during summer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I actually have a summer playlist on Spotify that I like to jam out in the car whenever I'm on a roadie. My husband's sick of it by now. But I'm always saying, let's put the summer songs on. So what I thought of doing when I chose this was trying to think of different moments in my life in terms of what summer meant to me. So summer as a teenager, summer on tour when I lived in the UK, and then summer back in New Zealand. So just tried to pick songs that kind of reflected different moments of summer.
Nice. Where are we starting?
Oh, I don't know. What's first on the list?
I'm going to have a go at pronouncing this.
New American Soul.
Yep.
Yeah. So New American Soul, It's All Right, I Feel It, reminds me of when I lived in Bristol, mm-hmm. and our summers were spent mainly going to like Glastonbury, mm-hmm. And occasionally away to Europe. But this song reminds me a lot of Bristol because Ronnie Size, who was the guy that discovered me and signed me to his record label, he did a remix of the song, a drum and bass remix. But I love the original, so I picked the original. Yeah, so this is New York and Soul, It's All Right. It's All Right, I Feel It. Yay!
As chosen by Tali.
Yep.
In the BFM studio.
Yes.
Getting amped, staying amped. For,
getting amped, staying amped.
For all the gigs over summer you've got, you're running right from, where are we now? We've Jan 5. So you just played Bay Dreams in Nelson mm-hmm. yesterday. With the Oh, just quickly, how did Nelson, Bay Dreams, compare to Tauranga?
So Nelson was my second time playing there and Tauranga was my first time. Mm-hmm. So I was way more excited for Tauranga because I'd never been there and wasn't really sure what to expect.
Is that the biggest? Is that bigger than Rhythm
yeah.
and Vines?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Gosh, no. Okay. No, no, Rhythm and Vines is the biggest.
Okay.
Which was amazing, by the way, this mm-hmm. year. Big ups to the Rhythm and Vines crew and big up the Northern Bass crew and the Other Side crew and Hidden Valley and Resolution and all the people who had me along because it was pretty awesome. Playing all those cool shows.
Did you want to pick a favourite out of all of them?
Probably Rhythm and Vines, which is unusual for me because, you know, most people would say I'm a Northern Bass girl. That's where most of my friends are. But this year, gigs-wise, because I'd never played with the Upbeats, I'd never done a drum and bass set at Rhythm and Vines, it was amazing. It was huge. I loved it, every minute of it. was so good. And we just got treated so well. It's really nice.
Bit of a shift between playing with Aroha and then with the Upbeats.
Yes. So the way around that is a costume change. Yep. So I performed with Aroha and, you know, and then had an hour to chill. And I was like, I need to go back to the house and change. And they were like, really? Why? And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, this is tech house and techno. I need to put my drum and bass clothes on to get in the drum and bass vibe. So yes, different, but equally awesome. Just so much fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Now on to the next song you've selected. Total classic, Stone Cold. This is like such a tune. Souls of Mischief.
Yes. 93 to infinity. So the reason why I chose this song is because it reminds me of my husband and him and I driving in the car on roadies. I always play this song whenever we're on a roadie together, and it's windows down and him rapping to me at the top of his voice, and it just gives me beautiful, loved up, blissed out feelings.
How good are all the shout outs at the end of the song as well? So good.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope.
Yo,
and right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Dial the seven digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler.
Like handball, cause the man's all that, all that.
casual. You know, he's chillin'.
Yo, Pat, look, he gotta be chillin'.
Jay Biz, you know, he's chillin'.
Hey, yo, man, my man Snoop is chillin', man.
Yo, Mike G, you know, he's here chillin'.
Yeah, my man Mike P, you know, he gotta chillin'.
Yo, the funky homo sapien is chillin'.
Hey, my man Domino, yo, he's
Souls of Mischief, Summer Jam, as yep. chosen by Tali.
Yes.
Now this next one, T-Power versus MK Ultra. What can you tell me about this tune?
So this reminds me, this is just one of many songs that reminds me of Summer in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. So
when did you do Summer in Ibiza?
Looking at my husband because we got engaged there yeah about 12 years ago so my husband took me there on holiday. Our first ever holiday was in Ibiza, and I just fell in love with the place, and we went to the clubs, and we stayed on the opposite side of the island away from all the tourists, so where it's really beautiful and the beaches are natural and there's no British people except us. And and then we went back a year later and got engaged.
Have you gigged over there?
Yes, I have performed over there. I played at, again, I'm looking at my husband because I can't remember what the name of the club was. Yeah, I can't remember what the name of the club was. I want to say it wasn't, do you know what? I can't remember. But I've done a couple of shows there. Yeah.
Right.
But it's, for me, it's not about going there to gig. It's about going there to holiday and to relax and get on a scooter and drive around the island and stop at little olive groves and eat bread and aioli and drink wine and swim. So yeah, this reminds me of times like that.
Thank you.
Mutant Jazz.
I love how many like little journeys that song goes on. Starts off really sort of like jazzy and that sort of gives me the Cafe Del Mar kind of feel.
It took me to Ibiza.
Yeah, it does,
I
right?
I was totally feeling it.
And then it breaks into the jungle, and that for me is like, then you're on the dance floor, you know, it's that kind of switch. And then at the ending with the wee vocal, it's like the sunset.
Speaking of great places to be outdoors for a sunset, Splore.
Yes.
You're heading to Splore in actually not too long.
Don't remind me.
Feb 27. Now, you were saying off air that you need to whip a live band into shape.
I do have a live band, but this year I have graduated to the main stage on Saturday night, and I really feel like I need to kind of take the band to the next level. So now I've got an additional keys player who's doing all the bass lines and samples. I've got a string quartet and two backing singers and a lighting technician, lighting and visuals technician, along for the ride. So yeah, it's a little bit scary. I've got quite a bit of planning to do still.
Have you worked with a lighting technician specifically for your shows in the past?
Never, but I have a really good friend, Stefan, who's done lighting for people like Opio and Lee Matthews, and probably way bigger acts than that I can't mention, that I fail to mention. Sorry, Stefan. But yeah, he's amazing at what he does. And because he's a good friend, I know I can sit down with him and we can make a proper plan as to like how to make this something really special. Because I think it's sort of just after sunset when I play. So we want to, you know, make it really glittery and beautiful and technicolor.
Just before you came in this afternoon, I discovered that you put out a documentary.
Yes.
About your early days and time in London. And is it called Lyric on My Lip?
Yes, very good.
It is. Will you be playing some stuff off that album?
Yeah, well, the album just recently celebrated, actually now it's celebrated its 16-year anniversary because it's now 2021. And so to celebrate that and to celebrate the fact that I now own the rights to all the music, I thought that I would re-release it digitally and then make a documentary around it, just using some old archive footage and interviews with people because, you know, looking back, it's actually quite a groundbreaking album. If I do this to myself.
I sort of got through about this afternoon. I got through about the first 15 minutes of it before you got in here. Mm-hmm. And it was very exciting. There's sort of an all-star cast of people all speaking about you and their experiences of you sort of cracking the scene and what I watched. And it was awesome.
I mean, it is about me, but it's about the album, really. Like, it's a love letter to my fans who remember the album. And then when I actually got booked for Splore, John Minty, the promoter, said to me, oh, you know, I'd love it if you'd play some of your classics. And so the fact that the album has been re-released and now there's this documentary, it kind of makes sense to include some of the tracks. Actually, a couple of years ago, DJ Marky closed out the stage at Splore on the Sunday, and he invited me on stage to MC for the second part of his set, and he brought me on singing Blazing. So, you know, he starts playing and it's like blaze, 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 and I'm coming on stage and the crowd went crazy, and I was like, right, I want to make that moment happen again but with a live band. So yeah, pretty exciting.
I feel
stuff.
Like we have to play it, but we might close on that.
Okay, let's close on it.
What are we going to play next?
Okay, so next we've got Male Hawthorne, Henny and Ginger Ale. So this reminds me of Summers in America on tour, because this makes me think of like being in LA and at the after party with some of my LA crew, or down in Miami. This seemed to be like the staple tune that was played around that time.
Just quickly, how does Miami compare to Ibiza? I've heard it's kind of quite similar.
Not at all.
Not at all?
No, I don't reckon at all. Like, Miami is a city that is built on drugs and cash and gangsters. You know, it was back in the 20s and 30s. So it's a city with heaps of beautiful old Art Deco architecture. It's also very close to the Mexican border, so it's got a lot of Mexican and South American influences. And it feels a little bit To me, it feels a little grittier and a little bit more plastic. Mm. And I know Ibiza does have that plastic side as well, but there's a sort of cultural purity about Ibiza, mm-hmm. with the Ibizan people and the food and the music and the culture that mm-hmm. that is Ibizan life. Whereas Miami, it's like it's a real melting pot,
yep.
but it doesn't feel sort of as genuine or as authentic in a lot of ways. And that's because of this veneer that was built around the city and where its money came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go, a bit of a history lesson.
There we go, there we go. You've selected a classic, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yes, for my last song, I wanted to play my all-time favourite song in the world.
This is your all-time favourite.
This is my all-time favourite song. And I know that most people would think it's really cheesy and corny. And when you ask other people what their favourite song is, it's usually some like really obscure thing or something that's, you know, like really powerful or whatever. But for me, whenever I feel down or I really want to be buoyed up and, yeah, just generally want to be put in a good mood, this is the song that I play. Mm-hmm. It reminds me, it's childhood nostalgia. It reminds me of The Fresh Prince, which was my favourite program when I was growing up. I absolutely loved Will Smith, and I still do. He's my guilty pleasure. And it just reminds me of like 90s fashion and the cars and like being a teenager and just pumping this with the windows down and the surfboards in the back on the way to the spot, you know. So it's just feel good nostalgia and West Coast sunshine on your face kind of vibes. Yeah.
Rad.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. And checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, as chosen by Tali.
Isn't it a classic?
What
a jam. Just so feel good.
What a jam.
Yep.
Now, hey, thank you very much for guesting tonight here on 95BFM and running us through your summer experiences.
That's okay.
People have got a lot of shows in the near future where they can check you out.
Yes. My next show is the 15th, the Liquid Lowdown at Neck of the Woods with AI headlining. So that's a really beautiful lush liquid night of good tunes and tech rollers, and everybody has a good time, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then I'm also doing
Shipwrecked.
Outfield Festival, and then Splore,
the big one,
yeah,
where you're performing live. Give us the stats. I probably shouldn't say that. you're performing. I don't know if the timetable's out.
I don't know if the timetable's out yet either. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, forget that I said anything. But performing with a live band.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Playing some classics.
Yep. So hoping to get a bit of Airport Lounge lyric on my lip and Blazing in there. Yeah.
Rad. Yep. And just to recap, brand new documentary out. People can check out on YouTube.
Yep, you can. So you can just type in Lyric on My Lip and it should pop up. It did come out. It did premiere on DMB Portal. But I've also put it up on my own YouTube channel, and I would actually encourage people to go to that channel, my channel, over the DMB Portal one, because it just means that you're supporting a Kiwi channel over a European one.
Awesome.
Which is appreciated.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for a voice ID. Can you do us a sweet little 95BFM voice ID?
Yo, this is MC Tali, and you're listening to 95BFM.
Awesome. We'll see you at Splore.
Yes, I can't wait. Thanks so much for having me, Johnny.
Thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.